The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Chris Stapleton, live in concert. July 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the California Mid-State Fair with special guest Molly Tuttle. Don't miss Chris Stapleton, live in concert. On sale Friday, January 16th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. A special pre-fair concert presented by the California Mid-State Fair.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I'm part of the most productive sales force in real estate.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I have the training to help families avoid foreclosure.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I'm an expert in short sales.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I specialize in commercial properties.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I specialize in luxury properties.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I can help you find your perfect home.
RE/MAX, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles, go to RE/MAXParkside.com.
RE/MAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board to review bathroom policies with information item. Highway 1 at Big Sur to reopen early. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security, and don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The debate around transgender students in restrooms and sports once again made its way before the Paso Robles School Board in its meeting last night. But this time, the board agreed to bring back an information item. The conversation started during public comment as a student brought forward their experiences of bullying as a member of the LGBTQ plus community.
Students, parents, and faculty have said that transgender students using gender-separated amenities makes other students feel uncomfortable. But what is actually making them feel this way? Fear of hypothetical situations? Fear of what might happen? What about the fear I feel every day? Knowing that the route I have to take to get to my classes brings me in close proximity to the people who threatened to harm me last year. When homophobic students follow me to my next class, throw trash at me, and verbally harass me by mimicking explicit acts as a form of mockery. I don't enjoy recalling these memories, but my point still stands that these are things that have actually happened to me, not assumptions of what might happen. The real action that needs to be taken by the board is not the creation of a policy that targets transgender students, but the strengthening of policies that protect all students from all harassment, which can come in many forms and from various demographics.
Other speakers and students also gave their experiences on the other side of the debate.
We need to be able to have a restroom or even locker rooms where we can feel safe and do what we need to do without worrying if the opposite gender is going into the restroom.
70% of the public out there agrees that boys do not belong in girls' sports and that boys do not belong in girls' locker rooms or restrooms.
The United States Supreme Court has recognized that questions like these about sex-based rights, privacy, and fairness are serious enough to deserve the nation's highest level of legal scrutiny. Surely they are serious enough to merit a conversation in this room.
While the board was once again hesitant to agendize an action item or resolution, particularly with the ongoing discussions at the Supreme Court level, they agreed to bring back an information item for discussion for restroom facilities. Here's Superintendent Jennifer Loftus on that.
In California, the law is that you have to provide both male and female restrooms and gender neutral. And at the end of the day, every student gets to decide which they want to use. They can choose to use the restroom that is associated with their gender at birth, the gender they identify as, or the gender neutral restroom. So what I appreciate is, I think, an opportunity to grapple with what the law actually is, what our options are within the law, and then to allow everyone to just think about what it might look like to come up with solutions that would be palatable to our community and supportive of our students, which I know is ultimately everyone's goal.
The board cannot take actions for information items, but may make further direction to staff. This will return in February for discussion only. Highway 1 at Regent's Slide to reopen this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Although initially not slated to fully reopen until March, Caltrans announced that repairs on Highway 1 at Big Sur have progressed enough for a reopening. In January 2023, the area experienced significant rain and downpours that caused multiple rock slides and mudslides. On February 9, 2024, a massive rock slide buried the highway surface under several tons of rock and mud. Work at the highway was slow at first due to dangerous conditions, and the project faced significant challenges in clearing the debris. The highway will reopen today at noon. The estimated repair cost was about $82 million. A man in Paso Robles was arrested yesterday after he allegedly assaulted two police officers. Police were responding to a child safety report at 1327 Creston Road, but during the investigation, the child's father allegedly assaulted the two officers. The man was quickly arrested, and both officers were treated at the scene. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo have announced a weekend vending opportunity at the Atascadero Lake Park this summer. The city is seeking local food vendors and zoo visitors and park goers every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. starting June 20th and going till the end of September. Vendors can sell their menu items at the entrance to the Central Coast Zoo and Atascadero Lake Park, designed to offer visitors new and unique food options. The deadline to submit vendor forms, which can be found on the City of Atascadero's website, is February 27th. The Paso Robles City Council will be meeting tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion item for inducing term limits to the City Council and mayoral position. California law authorizes cities to establish limits on the number of terms that the mayor and council members may serve. Term limits must be placed on a ballot during a statewide primary, general, or municipal election, and must receive a majority of voter approval. To meet the deadline of the November 2026 election, the city would have to submit the ballot materials no later than July 2026. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Chabad of San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly will present a guest speaker tonight at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Sora Vigorito, the youngest known survivor of Dr. Joseph Mengele during the Holocaust. Dr. Mengele, often dubbed the Angel of Death, experimented on 89 pairs of identical twins at Auschwitz. Vigorito is a survivor of his experiments and will detail her remarkable journey from loss and devastation to a fulfilling life of faith and resilience. The event is free for all Cal Poly students, and members of the public can purchase tickets for $25. Tickets are available online now at paxlo.org. The event will take place at the Harold Miyasi Hall. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. On Saturday, KPRL will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30. On Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at about 3:15 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Trailblazers 119-97, the Lakers over the Hawks 141-116, the Thunder beat the Spurs 119-98, the Timberwolves over the Bucks 139-106. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Wizards, the Kings will go against the Knicks, the Nuggets will face the Mavericks, and the Nets will go against the Pelicans. In California news, a protester in Santa Ana was hit in the face by a projectile fired by a federal officer. The protest was being held on Friday outside the Federal Immigration Building in response to the shooting of Renee Good in Minneapolis. The protester, 21-year-old Caden Rumler, was hit by a crowd control weapon during the demonstration and is now reportedly blind in his left eye. Scott Adams, the creator of the popular comic Dilbert, died at the age of 68 yesterday. He battled prostate cancer that spread to his bones and was in hospice care in Northern California as of Monday. A federal judge ruled on Monday that the Trump administration's halting of $7.6 billion in clean energy grants was illegal. The grants would have gone to 16 states for better battery plants, upgrades to the electric grid, and efforts to provide more clean energy. One such state was California. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With the new U.S. dietary guidelines announced, USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins talks about what role her agency plays.
Now we begin the process of implementing and redrafting the rules to reflect what this new dietary guidelines for Americans actually is doing to our food system. The school lunch is often the best place for our children to get the healthiest meal. The single most important, from my perspective, move forward is the school lunches and making sure that we're getting the right amount, the best amount, and most nutrient-dense foods into the schools.
Rollins says the challenge is access to healthy food, particularly in food desert communities.
We have a longer term important policy priority, and that is getting grocery stores into these lower margin communities. But for now, requiring those retailers, those 250,000 retailers across America, to double their stocking of healthier foods, that will allow us to immediately get these better foods into all communities, but especially the most vulnerable.
USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. The new guidelines encourages Americans to build diets around protein sources, including red meat, dairy, fruits, and vegetables, while steering clear of added sugars and ultra-processed foods. Under the new framework, the traditional pyramid is flipped, and instead of discouraging fat, the updated version promotes healthy fats.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming.
It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California pear growers are seeking relief from Argentine imports that they have displaced their fruit in U.S. markets and driven down prices for growers in the state. During the past decade, the volume of Argentine pears sold in the U.S. more than doubled, last year rising to 1.3 million boxes and for the first time surpassing the amount of California-grown Bartlett pears sold to the fresh market. It's one of the biggest headwinds that the California pear industry has faced. Ryan Elliott, a sixth-generation pear grower from Sacramento County, said of surging imports from Argentina, "If we don't figure something out soon, we won't be around." Pressure from imports has already contributed to a decline in California's pear production, with acreage falling from 10,000 in the year 2000 and to 4,500 in 2024. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt, Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday into the weekend, as well as on Monday and Tuesday next week, and 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt, Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground at the open. Investors are looking at more bank earnings and some delayed economic reports. Citigroup and Bank of America reported better-than-expected earnings. Wells Fargo's quarter topped year-ago numbers, but Wall Street was expecting even stronger numbers from Wells Fargo. Citi shares up 1%. Bank of America opened down nearly 3%. Wells Fargo is down 5%. Retail sales rose 0.6% in November, more than expected as the holiday shopping season kicked off. The producer price index rose just 0.2% in November, tame inflation. However, for the year ending in November, both the PPI and core PPI rose to 3%. And Saks Global has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pies, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
Calling all Central Coast locals, start the new year with remarkable wines and breathtaking views as Opolo Vineyards launches its Locals Only Tasting Special. Through the month of January, Opolo is offering complimentary classic flight tastings for locals on Tuesdays through Thursdays at its Paso Robles Tasting Room. Just provide an ID showing Central Coast residency and mention the offer to your host. Reservations are recommended. Opolo Vineyards Locals Only Tasting Special. It's the perfect way to put some extra cheer into your weekdays while staying close to home.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental at Tascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, Karen on Sound Off, 12:30 till 2. Keith Gurney will be in discussing things happening here in the county and also the next election cycle for us here and props maybe throughout California as well. So there you go. All right, let's see here. We had something that came in. Good intentions. Here's a little story about good intentions. Years ago, PETA tried saving minks from a farm that had them all in separate cages. PETA thought it was cruel that they were separated from each other. They raided the farm with good intentions to release them into the wild. Once the minks were released, they all started fighting and killing each other. Their good intentions led to the death of almost all the minks. Well, you know, we see good intentions quite a bit. Good intentions. Oh, yeah. What are the results? And what are really the intentions other than showering us with love of such things as, well, these are good intentions. Okay. Many cases, in some cases they may work, but I think recently we should be very, very careful of people who say they have good intentions. And I'll back up a little bit of that and say, with government. Well, let's see here. We have a school district in San Diego. They are beefing up security and providing scripts to keep ICE away. So the report says Oceanside Unified School District serves a large population of Latinos and so they're concerned about that. Well, if they're legal, they've got nothing to be concerned about. So our taxpayer money, once again, going to people that perhaps are not legal here. And students are skipping class due to fear of immigration enforcement. And we also have this. This will be interesting to follow. Down where many of you have come from, L.A. County, the ICE-free zone on government property. And this is at the risk of maybe $1 billion in federal funding. Now, this proposal would require permits for civil immigration enforcement on county property. We'll see how the Board of Supervisors in L.A. County is considering the proposal. And it is it would require an ordinance be drafted before the board within 30 days. That's according to a report out of Fox Los Angeles. The ordinance would also mandate physical barriers and signage be placed on all county property with signs reading, "This property is owned and controlled by the County of Los Angeles. It may not be used for unauthorized civil law enforcement, including civil immigration enforcement, as a staging area or a processing location or operation base," according to the report. Again, I'll go back. The property is owned and controlled by the County of Los Angeles. It's old and it's owned by the people of Los Angeles. And this is going to be federal litigation, no doubt about it, and probably more unrest. Now, federal law supersedes local law. Local governments retain control over their property and cannot be forced to cooperate with or enforce federal law. That's the basis of the sanctuary policies. So we will see this unfold. And I'm guessing that we'll probably see problems too. That's just my guess. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And I came across something because there was a story here in the county
And it had to do with, Karen had a story about, it's not a big story. It was a cashier or a clerk at a store serving beer or alcohol to a minor, 18 years old or something like that. And, I went back and I looked at, because this started to have it changed in the 70s, the age of the lowering of the drinking age. Now, in the 70s, 29 states lowered the minimum legal drinking age, typically to 18 or 19. And that had to do in response to the voting age being lowered to 18. Now, what they found, or the study has found out over the years, and it was marked by a dramatic increase in alcohol-related traffic fatalities and injuries among young people. Now, the creation of different age limits in neighboring states led to blood borders, where teens would drive across state lines to drink and then drive back, causing accidents. And by the early 1980s, 16 of these states had lowered their drinking age, and then they raised it back to 21 due to the negative consequences. Now, I do know that happened in some of the states in Kentucky and Tennessee. Well, Tennessee was 18 anyway, because by the time I got to college, it was 18. And I forget in Kentucky, but I do know that there were people that would drive, particularly lived in, obviously, southern Kentucky, maybe down near Bowling Green and so forth like that, that they would drive into Tennessee and get that. But what the study also points out is that this also led to an increase of illegal drug use, which is maybe not surprising, but I'm kind of wondering, well, it was particularly back in the 70s and 80s, even if you were underage, it wasn't that difficult to be able to go get something. Particularly in some states like Kentucky. Well, like I said, Tennessee was 18, but in Kentucky, because you knew where to go, and it wasn't a big deal. But I found it interesting that an increase in illegal drugs, although the decrease in the drinking age, there was a dramatic increase in alcohol-related traffic fatalities and injuries among young people. And so the creation of the different age limits in neighboring states led to these blood borders and stuff. Chris, when you were in high school, I know you don't drink or didn't drink. Did kids know where to go to get? And I know this is a different age, not an age group, but a different time where apparently the kids didn't drink as much, more smoking. But did they know where to go? Do you know?
They knew where to get it more than I did, not that I cared to find out.
But they, there was kind of a ha-ha among kids on campus that, hey, if you can go to this place or wherever.
Most likely, since I knew that a lot of them did drink to some extent.
Okay.
As to where that was, I don't know. I never heard a whisper of where they actually got it.
Okay. Well, what's also hidden in this, and it's not highlighted, that the... So there's two sides to this. I mean, it's great that we eventually lowered the alcohol-related traffic fatalities among younger people. But what it also, according to this, that people, and gosh, I think I can understand this a little bit because I have older brothers and older brother and sister, that people didn't, Chris, when I say this, ask me if it makes sense to you.
Sure.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Is that they didn't know how to handle drinking.
I think it does make sense. So wait, back it up again. What is this like in relation to, again, they don't know how to handle drinking because of...
Okay, so they were told at the age of 20, they couldn't drink until they were 21 as opposed to 18.
Right, and when you tell a kid that, they're either going to listen to you or they're not. They're going to go out, get some alcohol, and have a real bad time with it.
Or the maturity, well, not the maturity level because we're talking different decades here, but that... In some cases, people that started at 18 as opposed to 21, that the 18-year-olds were able to handle, or again, if this makes any sense, knew how to drink better than the ones who started when they were 21.
Okay, that makes sense when you put it that way.
All right.
They can drink more responsibly, I think is what you mean to say.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. So, overall, because this can, well, I'm not going to say it continues to be a battle, but it does, it's an ongoing debate. And is the underground to unsupervised, according to this, the unsupervised parties creating a more dangerous environment than supervised drinking in regulated establishments. However, the scientific evidence consistently evaluated by public health experts and government agencies support maintaining the 21 as an effective public policy for reducing alcohol-related problems. But what we're seeing is, outside of the alcohol, we have other issues that are not created simply because of somebody's age, but because of, and this was a topic of discussion this morning on McGraw-Milhaven's show on the effects of social media on people and their mental capabilities and what's happening, and also the divide among people that are heavy users of social media, and it's dividing us more and more as people. So there's a combination of things going on here. Just a little something. I saw that go, because, you know, the argument has always been, and I am too, that look, if you can pick up a rifle and go fight for our country, why not? Or if I fighting for my country and I'm on leave and I want to go to a ball game and have a beer and a dog, I can't because I'm 19 or even 20. But you're asking me to put my life on the line. I just don't see how it makes sense. And besides that, we have a lot of things that people under the age of 21 or even 18 that are allowed to do to their bodies and themselves. And in some cases, it's harmful and lifelong. So I guess probably people would take a stand on, you know, maybe if they're teetotalers or not. I don't know. So anyway, just a couple of things to throw out this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Let's see here on the text, with trillions of government debt and inflation, we will all be billionaires eventually. I don't know what that means.
That was from yesterday. I remember it. What? I don't exactly remember what it was in response to, but I remember that was from yesterday.
So that has to do with this billionaire tax.
I think you were having a conversation with a caller about billionaires and them being taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it also had to do with Newsom now is against this, but there's also speculation that he's doing this because of his aspirations to be living in Pennsylvania Avenue in a couple of years. So, don't know for sure, but maybe he's trying to get these people back because the state has been and will be losing some more money. All right, now following this Supreme Court issue regarding the issue that was talked about last night at the Paso Robles School Board, thought it was interesting that the one of the attorneys, he got a grilling from Chief Justice Roberts, who insisted sex must mean something, and the attorney conceded that sex should be defined by biology. Imagine that. So the attorney for this person or whatever, acknowledge that, yes, it should be defined by biology, not because somebody associates as or with. Boy, I wonder, he may regret saying that, because that would, it's like, oh boy, so you're kind of admitting here what people are fighting against, or fighting for, rather. So we will see. I thought I heard yesterday that this case would come up with a decision in June. Did anybody hear that? That's what I thought I heard yesterday. And one of the things that people, I'm assuming people have a hard time understanding, is how you can choose to be something you're not and to demand to engage in something for which you're not qualified and then make an issue of out of it. That may be too common sense for people. I don't know. So how does not one use gender to define if they're being discriminated against under Title IX? So, all right. Also on this young lady who got up to speak yesterday or last night and said that she had been harassed or thrown garbage at and so forth and so on, which is unfortunate and shouldn't happen. I wonder if she reported this, and if she did, that any of the people that participated, as she said they did, were reprimanded. Do we know? Because I didn't hear her say anything. Chris, did she go on and say anything about that?
Yeah, I've only had time to play a small snippet of her comment, but I think she did mention about reporting it and there not being much consequences for those that treated her that way.
Okay, well, there seems to be, according from what we're hearing, because on this side and then the other side, when we had the girls on last two Mondays ago, that there was a very, very slow response, according to them, from the adults or the administrators at the high school. So that would have to be a question that should be brought in front of the board. But I'm sure it may be brought in front of the board, but it'll be swept away, probably. Probably swept away. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The debate around transgender students in restrooms and sports once again made its way for the Paso Robles School Board in its meeting last night. After public comment, the board agreed to bring back an information item for discussion regarding restroom facilities. As this is an information item, the board cannot take official action, but may give further direction to staff. The item will be brought back in February. Although not initially slated to open until March, Caltrans announced that repairs on Highway 1 at Big Sur have progressed enough for reopening. In February 2024, a massive rock slide buried the highway's surface under several tons of rock and mud. The highway will reopen today at noon, and the estimated repair cost of the area was $82 million. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump defunding sanctuary cities and states. Federal payments to be suspended February 1st, the president says, because they protect criminals at the expense of American citizens. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey visits Fox for the first time, says Minnesota's lawsuit is not to block federal ICE enforcement.
No, you should read the lawsuit. The lawsuit says that, hey, you know, ICE doing ICE stuff is not what we're talking about right now.
Frey claims it's the Trump ICE conduct at issue. Some 60 people in the Twin Cities charged for interfering with federal law enforcement. Iran staging the public execution of a protester with reports of thousands killed by troops. Germany's chancellor predicts the final days of the regime when they have to use force to control their people. Greenland and Denmark arrive at the White House for talks to avert a U.S. hostile takeover. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger
Excavation Facebook page.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Abundant sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 30s. Mainly sunny on your Thursday. Again, highs expected to be in the mid 70s. So not again. And then Friday, mid 70s, low 70s Saturday with maybe some clouds. Sunshine, low 70s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then upper 60s a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 7:13 a.m., 5:12 p.m. We're at 33. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, KPRL, 9 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on?
Alrighty, your community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Let's see here. It's the Women in Business Luncheon Thursday, January 22nd, with guest speakers coming to provide an update on labor laws. This is the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss the great speakers. Again, registration closes on the 19th. On the 19th, that's this coming Monday. So to simply go to marketing@pasarobleschamber.com. That's the Women's Business Luncheon coming up, 11:30 to 1 o'clock. All right. Okay. Also, on the community out calendar, news from the city, which we get a lot of it from Atascadero. City of Atascadero and the Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce a brand new event, Woo at the Zoo. This fun Valentine's celebration will kick off on Valentine's Day. Brilliant. Saturday the 14th from 10 until 1. It's time to celebrate Love Month at the zoo. Families are invited to come to enjoy special keeper talks about how animals choose their mates. Well, all right, that's timely. All right, so find out more, centralcoastzoo.org. It sounds like fun and informative. Let's see here. You'll find out about the red pandas, the monkeys, the meerkats, the parrots, and a variety of reptiles and more. All righty. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Here we go with some birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Speaking of Valentine's Day, start thinking now so you don't wait till last minute and really mess it up. Okay, let's see here. Finally on the right page this week, with leading off local celebrity Cheryl Savage. Ooh, big time here. Roger Degnan, Julia Fillmore, Chris Jones, Aiden Hyatt, Walter Cobler, Lila Thomason Hewitt, Lisa Belmonte, Brandon Clark, and Andre Aberstang. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and one of our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, I find this guy very interesting because of what eventually happened. Benedict Arnold, 1741-1801. Albert Schweitzer, the philosopher, 1875-1965. Oh, one of the best. The producer, Hal Roach, 1892-1992. Gentleman and an actor who was in the worst movie of all time, The Babe Ruth Story, William Bendix, 1906-1964. Oh, Todman Productions, Mark Goodson, 1915-1992, Andy Rooney, 1919-2011,
Guy Williams, Lost in Space and Zorro, 1924-1989. Country singer, yes indeed, Charlie Shoes and others, Billy Walker, 1929-2006. Sonny Siebert, he wasn't a bad pitcher with those Indians way back when, 1937. This lady was one of the best country singers in the 70s and 80s, and man, she, I don't know why she wasn't bigger, but boy, could she sing. Billie Joe Spears, 1937-2011, Blanket on the Ground and What I Got in Mind and a whole bunch of others. Love the song from this guy, Lady, You're in Love. Jack Jones, 1938-2024. Alan Toussaint, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, producer, arranger and songwriter and all that stuff. 1938-2015, Faye Dunaway, 1941. Gibby Gilbert, golf champ, 1941. Also on the list, we have Graham Marsh, another golf guy, 1944. Good receiver. Gene Washington played for the Minnesota Vikings, 1947. T-Bone Burnett, musician, 1948. Carl Weathers, Happy Gilmore, and others. The Rocky series, 1948-2024. Ron Behagen, not a bad hoopster, 1951. Also on the list, we have? Whatever happened to Shepard Smith? He was born in 1964. LL Cool J, 1968. Hope he didn't get in trouble like I did last week. Pretty good tight end out of Penn State, Kyle Brady, 1972. Brian Kelly from the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons, Super Bowl champ with, Tampa, 1976. Onward we go here. Brandon Merriweather, not a bad hoopster, played defensive back. 1984 is when he was born. And she'll be becoming to the California Mid-State Fair, Molly Tuttle with Chris Stapleton. And those tickets go on sale the 16th. All right, passing away on this day, speaking of food, as we have a couple of days ago, Ray Kroc, McDonald's. Also on the list here of those who passed, oh man, I really enjoy watching his films. Yeah, indeed. The founding member of the Rat Pack, Humphrey Bogart, he died in 1957. Cancer. He was a heavy smoker. The inventor of the crossword puzzle, Arthur Wayne, died in 1945. Who else do we have? Conrad Bain. He was in The Maud and others. He died in 2013. Oh, Fantasy Island, Ricardo Montalban, 2009. Shelley Winters, 2006. The American Venus, Esther Ralston. She was a film actress. She died in 1994. Oh, one of my favorites of all time. I always referred to her as America's mom, Donna Reed. She died in 1986. Blossom Rock, the Addams Family. That was Grandma. She died, and I'm not laughing because she died, but they have a picture of her here. 1978, Peter Finch from the Great Movie Network. He died in 1977. That's it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. If it wasn't for him, and I'm just kind of saying this, that we might not have had Harold Lloyd or the entertainment of Charlie Chase or the Our Gang comedy series, and we may have not had the best ever, Laurel and Hardy. Mr. Hal Roach goes all the way to the tippy top of the list today.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Chabad of San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly will present a guest speaker tonight at 7. The guest speaker is Sora Vigorotti, the youngest known survivor of Dr. Joseph Mengele during the Holocaust. Vigorito is a survivor of his experiments and will detail her remarkable journey from loss and devastation to a fulfilling life of faith and resilience. City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo have announced a weekend vending opportunity at the Atascadero Lake Park this summer. The city is seeking local food vendors for zoo visitors and park goers every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m., starting June 20th and ending in September. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Hal Roach passed away in November of 1992 at the age of 100. He outlived many of his children, and he also outlived many of the children actors who starred in his films. But boy, he gave us a lot. Hal Roach. All right, one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.